It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The great tenor Enrico Caruso sang about 60 roles during his career, the diva Maria Callas roughly 50 during hers. Renee Fleming, the most famous soprano today, says she's sung about 55 or so. But Placido Domingo beats them all. As he takes the stage for Bizet's The Pearl Fishers at the Salzburg Festival in Austria, Domingo will reach a virtually unheard-of milestone in opera. He'll sing his 150th role. If you look at the history of singers in opera, he stands by himself. Joseph Volpe, the former general manager of the Metropolitan Opera, said, "If there was ever a giant in any industry, it's Placido Domingo. He's unmatched," he said. Now 77, well past the age at which most singers retire, Domingo has performed nearly 4,000 times in a six-decade career, recorded more than 100 albums, and become a household name as one of the three tenors and in appearances on Sesame Street and The Simpsons. "He's a legend," Met Opera GM Peter Gelb said. "If you're a baseball fan, who wouldn't want to see Babe Ruth in the final years of his career? And like Babe Ruth, Domingo has delivered." Domingo says, "I can tell you it's much harder to memorize text and music now than it was 30 or 50 years ago," he said, "but I won't let that stop me. I want to do it as long as I can do it well," he said. A museum has invited internationally acclaimed composers to visit, look, react, and then compose new works inspired by what they see at the Cleveland Museum of Art. It's the latest initiative of the Cleveland Foundation's Creative Fusion Residency Program, which has brought international artists to Cleveland to collaborate and create since 2008. This group has composers from Italy, America, Japan, Serbia, Rwanda, and Turkey, who come to research and then compose six original works inspired by the museum's offerings. It's the brainchild of Tom Welsh, the museum's director of performing arts. "We're in a very unique position at the Art Museum to be a tremendous platform or area for churning up ideas and inspirations," Welsh said. "So what if we have composers in and say, this is all here for you. What comes from this? And a broader, wider open space to think deeply about what moves us and what can come from that." Welsh looks for the music generated by the program to reach far beyond Northeast Ohio. "The dream is that the work is so strong and beautiful and distinctive that it's going to live well beyond Cleveland itself and all of us," Welsh said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOK's This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.